latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
In Spain on this Wednesday, the 21st of May, the International Music Summit is held, where artists from all over the world will gather at the event to exchange views and experiences. The founder of the Boiler Room and the former manager of U2 are amongst others who will be given a presentation at the summit, which has been held on the island of Ibiza. Although a conference by day, the summit turns into a festival at night. And this year, the festival is soundtracked by the likes of Seth Troxler and Eats Everything. Meanwhile, the textile industry will be presenting their industry data for Spain for the year of 2013, a year marked by falling consumption, and offers a forecast for the next year in which sales rebound unexpectedly. This will be taking place in Madrid. Meanwhile, the estimate of the final of the Championship League to be held in Portugal against Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid is now estimated, according to a study published today, to be worth €45 million to Lisbon. Mobile phone operator BQ will be presenting their new range of smartphones in Spain today. And in politics, the Secretary of State for Employment, Ingrecia Hidalgo, closes the Information Day on Youth Mobility in Europe, discussing the European Qualifications Framework and possibilities for the recognition of qualifications in Germany. There'll be a presentation of a comprehensive report on shopping tourism, which has been conducted by the OMT, and Iberia Express will be celebrating its second anniversary in a ceremony chaired by its CEO, Fernando Candela, which will be held at Terminal T4 of Madrid Barajas Adolfo Suarez Airport. The Prince and Princess of Asturias will be celebrating their 10 years of marriage today, in which Princess Leticia has decided to dedicate her focus on education and health, whereas Prince Felipe will be committing to Spanish young people and how they can evolve from the crisis. King Juan Carlos will be in Barcelona discussing the judiciary and presenting certificates to men and women of the judiciary, and also intervening with the Chief Justice Supreme. And also in Barcelona, more than 1,000 geriatricians, experts and healthcare professionals looking after older people will be participating in the 56th National Congress on the Spanish Society of Geriatrics and Gerontology, which opens today in Barcelona under the slogan, A New Horizon in Caring for the Elderly. And on the subject of healthcare, Es Crónicos will be publishing their barometer, which is a study on healthcare in Spain, in which reports indicate that Spanish patients will be given a score of 4.9 out of 10 for the healthcare received in recent months on the National Health Service. And family physicians will be discussing information on how they can get the message across for a smoking-free week, held under the slogan, Every time you leave, you succeed. And concern is growing over the drought in Spain, which for the past 8 months has been seriously damaging the southeast peninsula, with fires also expected and severe water shortage affecting crops and risk into the future. All of these factors will be discussed today in an environmental conference on how to deal with the crisis. And finally, in Logroño, there'll be a conference being held by the BBVA Foundation and the San Milan Foundation, all about language and how the internet and social networks and the evolution of them have developed and changed language. It's a central issue of the 9th International Seminar on Language and Journalism, which is held this week in Logroño. For more details on all of these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info.